You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The current exhibit at the Boise Art Museum, titled Cowgirls and Indians, showcases artist Sarah Sense's work that combines traditional Indian life with pop culture to create baskets with patterns that mix the images of Native Americans and Hollywood cowboys. Joining us live by telephone from London is the artist herself, Sarah Sense, and Boise Art Museum Executive Director Melanie Fales. She's joining us live in the studio. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
And hi, thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Hey, Sarah, I wanted to start with you. So you grew up in California, in Sacramento, but you spent the summers with your grandmother in Louisiana. Talk to me about that, because my understanding is that she was she living on a reservation at the time in Louisiana?
No, I did grow up in Sacramento, and it wasn't until my later teenage years that I went back to the reservation for the first time. Mm. So my grandfather is Choctaw from Louisiana, and my grandmother is Chitimacha. Excuse me, my grandmother is Choctaw from Oklahoma, and my grandfather is Chitimacha from Louisiana. And when I went back to the reservation in Louisiana, the Chitimacha Reservation, it was when I was 18 years old. Mm. So I didn't have that whole reservation experience until much later. And my grandfather did live there, but when I went back, it was more distant relatives. It wasn't a grandparent.
However, spending summers with your grandmother, who was Native American, that had to have a huge influence on you, yes?
Yeah. Just to clarify, I spent my summers on the reservation after that point, first meeting that I went back there when I was 18. I then continued to go back to the reservation. So imagine being, in the later adolescent years, having being hugely impacted by going back home, meeting family I'd never met before, being sort of welcomed into a community that was going to become my own community by spending basically, like you said, spending my summers there, doing community programming with the kids, becoming involved and making that my choice. So it was starkly different from my sort of white suburban California upbringing, and totally changed my career path and what I ended up caring about spending my time doing, and whether it was with my art or with community programming.
So talk to me about that kind of switch in career path, because and talk to me also about how you learned about basket weaving and how this really kind of became a focus of your art.
Sure. So my grandmother, who is Choctaw, she was a basket collector, and I was really influenced by her baskets that she had collected from mostly Native North America, but also internationally. Later, when she was in her 60s, she remarried somebody who she traveled the world with for over 15 years. All they did was travel in their retirement, and she collected baskets from around the world, and that also had a big impact on me. So when I was in university, it wasn't until I was in grad school in New York that I started weaving my photographs and other found imagery using this basket weaving technique, the Chitimacha weaving technique. Mm-hmm. And then later I incorporated Choctaw basket weaving from Choctaw baskets that my grandmother had given me. And I wanted to make political statements, but also statements about that personal experience of not knowing my family back on the reservation, not having that experience, but kind of understanding for myself and having to, come to terms with the fact that family, individuals make decisions for their kids, for their families, something that we could call like a rupture in the family, or, you know, something that breaks the family, and then being reconnected to it and reassociating yourself. And for me, this is very much the experience that I had. So I think that with the weaving, it was just as much about having an art form where I could weave something to sort of like give some political, have some like political advocacy, but also to sort of tell a story about my own personal experience that I think is relatable for a lot of Native people, where, you know, for different reasons, there's trauma, there's things that happen within families where you kind of break apart or choose to live a different life because of different, you know, again, I'm going to use the word trauma because I think it's very relevant.
Right.
Things that are passed down from generation to generation. And then I think that there are a lot of people who then have this opportunity to go back to the community and have, you know, redevelop healthy relationships. And for me, then to have some, you know, opportunity for political advocacy through the art.
And Melanie, let's bring you into the conversation. So what drew you to Sarah's work?
So we've been following Sarah Sense as an artist for several years, and a wonderful thing happened. The United Nations actually declared 2019 the Year of Indigenous Languages, and we felt that this was an opportunity for us to highlight Native voices expressed through the language of visual art. And so we actually developed a suite of five exhibitions that celebrate Native American artists, and Sarah's exhibition is the third in that suite of exhibitions. And what I find fabulous about her work is that she does have multiple entry points, as she's talking about, that really helps people relate on all different levels. And so we've all made those paper weavings.
Right. We all made them in school, right?
Yes. Yeah. And so standing in front of her work, people can immediately relate to the beautiful weavings that she's created, because we remember, oh my gosh, it was so hard to weave in, out. We had to remember which one had to be over and which one had to be under, right? But when you look at her paper weavings and they incorporate these traditional basket weaving patterns, and you stand in front of them, you are just so amazed with what she is able to do with this, if you want to think about it this way, this simple weaving technique.
Right.
But she's made it very complex. And then if you then ponder it even longer and start looking at those other levels of the work, you start realizing these important messages that she is conveying through her work with the pop culture images that she's woven within, with the words, with the choice of materials, with metallic papers, and with papers that are gently kind of blowing just because of the airflow in the museum. And so you start wondering, okay, what is she talking about and what is she conveying through her work? So you can relate to it on so many different levels and understand that she's talking about the stereotypes in our cultures. And so it then you begin questioning, well, what are my beliefs about this? And what are my thoughts about this? And what is my background related to this? And so it really is powerful work that can relate, that you can relate to on multiple levels.
I'm speaking with artist Sarah Sense and Boise Art Museum Executive Director Melanie Fales. We're talking about Sarah's exhibit that is currently at the Boise Art Museum called Cowgirls and Indians. And Sarah, as Melanie mentioned, I mean, it is kind of those stereotypes, especially when you, you know, weave in this idea of how Hollywood portrayed Native Americans.
Yeah. Thank you, Melanie. That was, those were all very kind things to say, and I really appreciate the show that I'm having there and what you said about it. I do feel like, you know, going back to my experience of growing up in California and not really knowing this, you know, this half of my family, my mother's family, essentially, apart from, of course, her, you know, her brothers and sisters, her siblings, but the deeper, you know, the deeper roots of that, the connectedness to the reservation and the land. I think that for me, all of those superficial representations of Native America and of Native people definitely had an impact on me in my younger years, in the same way that it would anybody who's growing up with American popular culture in America, and you know, maybe even more so in California. I don't know.
Right. And I need to wrap,
because that was my own personal experience.
Right. And I need to wrap this up, unfortunately. But I do want to get in that Melanie, there is an art exhibit opening this coming Friday, correct? Where people can, or next Friday, where people can see Sarah's work, but also the next installation, correct?
That is correct.
And Sarah's work will be on display through
October 26th.
All right. Thank you both so very much, especially Sarah, since you are so many hours ahead of us in London. So appreciate you taking that time. Our guest today.
Sure, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Artist Sarah Sense and Boise Art Museum Executive Director Melanie Fales.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Sarah's exhibit, as we said, goes through October 26th at the Boise Art Museum. And I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your day to be a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate your time. My producers, Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.